I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big down with the jerk.
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday mean celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
on
Dumois.
More. I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. Hi, guys. This week's episode is dedicated completely to you guys. I have loved receiving your voicemails over the past few weeks, and I'm finally addressing some of your questions. I'm so excited to hear your voices. I'm like really pumped to do this. So tune in for the much awaited answers to your questions, and don't forget to call me at 213-373-4217 to have your voicemail read on the podcast. Let's get started.
Hey, Ferris.
Hey, Du.
There's a new show I want to tell you about.
What is it?
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu.
A new high?
That's right. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
Sounds like it's going to be a real hit.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know the marijuana industry was so competitive. Did you?
No, but I can't wait to see what goes on behind closed doors.
More than just coworkers, the owners and the buttenders. You like what they did
there? Yeah, I like that. It's cute.
In High Hopes are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame. All under a slightly hazy cloud. That's how I like to spend my days.
That is literally how I describe myself every time we record this podcast. Under a slightly hazy cloud.
Then this show is for you.
I think it is. I want to know all about the budding careers of these dispensary owners.
For sure.
Love that.
All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. Okay, let's get started with the first voicemail.
Hi, Du. I wanted to get your input on Jacob Elordi. I know everyone talks about him all the time, but with recently, I know, watching The Kissing Booth and, of course, Euphoria, I'm obsessed. But I can't get over NT saying how bad of a person he is after what he did to Joey King. And she seems adorable. So I can't help but wonder, like, did he cheat? Is he just, kind of having his fun and didn't take it seriously and broke her heart? If you can find out, that'd be awesome. My name is Allie, and I totally consent to you using my audio on this. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Allie. Thank you so much for your question. You are adorable. So, yes, he did allegedly cheat on Joey King. And the thing with Jacob Elordi is, you know, and I've asked around about him because I'm always on the fence. I always don't know what to make of him. Like, is he just a guy in his 20s doing what guys in their 20s do, or is he an asshole? And, you know, the consensus is that He's a typical guy in his 20s. He has a type, which he's seen with often. So I think you guys can guess what his type is. It's a petite brunette. And he's never with the same girl. Like, he's always photographed with someone different. I don't know if you guys saw a recent paparazzi picture of him with, you guessed it, a petite brunette. Now, I've asked around to so many people, you know, people who hang out in that circle, people who work in the industry, paparazzi, like, if they knew who this girl was, and nobody could identify her. So she probably was just like a normie that he met at one of the various places that he hangs out in LA. You know, he is young, so he's just doing what all young guys do, is just dating around. You know, him and Joey had to continue filming the kissing booth after they broke up. And I have heard through sources that it was not a good situation on set, much like what I have said about Madeline Klein and Chase Stokes, is there's tension. You know, you date your co-star, you break up, you have to work with them. These people are human beings. Like, yes, I'm sure they're still professional, but there is going to be tension on set. I don't think that it's anything catastrophic as far as Outer Banks and as far as Kissing Booth. But I think that there's tension on set. And the reason Jacob and Joey broke up was because he cheated. Now, he's not close to the cast of Euphoria the way that most of the cast is. And there isn't any bad blood there. He just doesn't care about hanging out with them, you know, offset. He does his own thing a lot. He's like kind of, you know, kind of like rolls to the beat of his own drum. And I think that's obvious, just like in his vibe, like when you see paparazzi pictures of him. So I think he gets a bad rap for all of these reasons. I think he gets a bad rap because he kind of like does his own thing. I think he gets a bad rap because he's a player, but I don't think that makes him like such a horrible person. I just think that makes him like a normal 20-year-old famous dude. And a lot of rumors were started after Euphoria, this past season of Euphoria aired, about him and the cast. But honestly, from everyone that I've talked to about this, there's no bad blood. There's nothing crazy that transpired. It's just that he is just not as friendly with them as they are with each other. As far as him and Zendaya, I don't think their relationship was as serious as it was portrayed. I feel like it was portrayed through the fans and through paparazzi pictures as being a lot more serious than it was. I think they just dated for a few months and then it just fizzled out. I think that what people need to realize is that celebrity relationships are not the same as normie relationships. You know, we see them traveling together. We see them affectionate with each other in paparazzi pics. I think it's playful. I think that sometimes that people think that those are indicators of a relationship being more serious than it is. So as far as like Jacob and Zendaya, I think that it was just a casual thing that fizzled out. I don't think that there's any animosity between them that played out during filming. So I think all of those rumors that occurred after the last season aired were just that, rumors. So, I mean, take that information as you will. You know, do you hate on Jacob Elordi because he's kind of a fuckboy? I don't know. Like, that's up for you guys to decide. But I think that that's all it is. You know, he's just out there hanging out. He frequents the same places in New York and LA. He's always seen with a different girl. It's never the same girl. Like, you know, whether the nature of their relationship is friendly or more, you know, who knows? Maybe it's just like a one-night hookup. Maybe he's casually seeing someone. So that's like my take on Jacob Elordi. And, you know, I've thought about it a lot and I've talked to a lot of people about it because I feel like he's one of those people that is kind of hard to get a handle on. I don't know why. I can never make up my mind about him. So I hope that answers your question, Allie. It was kind of a long-winded answer, but let's move on to the next one.
Hi, this is Violet, and I was wondering, where the fuck is Timothée Chalamet, and is he dating anyone?
Where the fuck is Timothée? Where the fuck is Timothée Chalamet? Hi, Violet. Thank you so much for your question. So Timothée Chalamet was just in New York. So last week I had a sighting of him. I don't know if you guys missed it, but I'll read it to you guys. It was a sighting in Sunday Spotted. It said, "My boyfriend works on the grounds of the Brooklyn Mirage. Last night at the Rufus Du Sol show, he met Timothée Chalamet along with Kid Cudi. They had small talk and he said, Timothée was super sweet." So that was about a week ago. He was in New York. He was in New York shooting for the cover. I'm pretty sure the cover, or maybe it was just like an editorial feature for British Vogue that will probably come out around the same time as Wonka. So that's what he was doing in New York. So besides being in New York shooting for British Vogue, he was in LA prepping for Dune. And I think that the cast is leaving this week. They're leaving around the 20th of June to shoot in Hungary, Jordan, and Budapest. And they'll be there until the end of November. So that's an intense shooting schedule. So I don't think Timmy leading up to this was like out there fucking around. I think he was buckling down, getting ready for this seemingly intense shooting schedule and movie, and I haven't heard he's dating anyone. Honestly, I've heard it's been all about business. Nothing, no relationships, no girls. So anything I've heard about him this past month was always work-related. It was never fun or relationship-related besides that one sighting that I had in New York City at the Rufus Du Sol show. And I posted that when he was in LA, he would frequent a certain place a lot. And I blocked out the place because he was still in LA and I just wanted to maintain some privacy for him while he was there. But it was Erewhon. That's where he was going a lot when he was in LA, if you guys remember that post, which is not surprising. I mean, all celebrities go there. That's not really like a surprising piece of info. Speaking of Kid Cudi, he will be on the cover of Esquire for September. And I heard he's looking very, very hot. That's it. That's all I have on Timmy. He's going to be MIA for like the foreseeable future. Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. Let's take the next question.
Hi, my name is Alex. I absolutely consent to having my voice on the podcast. I have a question about Taylor. So there was a rumor going around Twitter, and there were some screenshots that were being shared of an event planner for a stadium in Atlanta saying that they were a little bit miffed with her because she had to push an event they were trying to have for a tour in 2023. I don't know any validity. I don't know anything about that. All I know is what I saw. And I was hoping maybe you had your feelers out to try to confirm, because I need to know if I need to start prepping my wallet or not. Love you, too. Bye.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for your question. So I saw your voicemail about an hour ago, and I reached out to somebody to see if I can get any information on Taylor, because I haven't heard a peep about her in a while. And the person says they haven't heard anything. She's shut down with info. It's so hard. They'll keep trying. So right now, it seems like any sort of information on Taylor is on lockdown. So I think anything you see on Twitter, I would take that with a grain of salt. I wouldn't necessarily consider that accurate information. Now, as far as your wallet and preparing it for 2023, I have posted several times and I heard from several people that she will be touring in 2023. I don't know any details. And whenever I say she's touring, like, a lot of you guys ask, you know, will she be coming to Europe? Will she be coming to Latin America? I don't really get that information. It's hard to get accurate touring information also, because that information changes. Like, it could change on a dime, and it's very difficult to get accurate information on that. So as far as her touring in 2023, yes, I think that that is accurate. We could say with some certainty that that will happen. Somebody just messaged me and they said there's a rumor going around that she's releasing something on Thursday. Again, you know, I haven't heard a peep about anything that she's releasing. The person, one of my go-tos for music, literally just said that she's like on lockdown with information. So I would be really surprised if there was a rumor going around about Thursday that was true. So I'm sorry if that's not the answer that you want. As always, any information I get about Taylor, I will post. But just keep in mind that as far as album releases, even music video releases, single releases, tour dates, those are always flexible and always changing. So it's very hard to get a specific answer on that, but I would save up some money for next year. Okay, next question.
Hi, my name's Emma. I do consent to having my audio on the podcast. I have a question for you. I feel like I'm super out of the loop with what's going on with Dua Lipa. Obviously, she's been absolutely killing it on tour, but whatever happened with her and Anwar Hadid, remember last summer, she was looking super hot with all the Hadids, traveling, being in love. I'm assuming they broke up. Do you have any tea on that? Is she dating anyone else? Is she just doing herself on tour? Let me know. Bye.
Hi, Emma. Thank you for your question. So I'm not sure when you left this voicemail, because a couple of these voicemails are from a couple weeks ago, but Dua Lipa and Anwar are broken up. She was seen with, I might be butchering his name, Aaron Piper from the show Elite on Netflix. She was seen with him in Europe, and they were photographed at a club by some of the people that were at the club, dancing up on each other, having a good time. I tried really hard to find out what was going on between them to see if maybe he was somebody new that she was dating, and nobody knew. So I think that it was just like a fun night out and maybe they're hooking up. People were also super confused because after those pictures came out, Twigs posted a clip from a music video that she did with him and they were making out. So people thought that that was a dig at Dua and actually he was hooking up with Twigs, FKA Twigs. I asked someone, they said that last they heard, Twigs was hanging out with Jacob Elordi. I mean, it all goes back to Jacob Elordi. I don't know how accurate that information is. Like I said, Jacob hangs out with a lot of different girls. I wouldn't take this information as me saying that there's something going on between Jacob and Twigs. Maybe it was just like a hookup and this person that I asked had heard about it. But back to Dua. I'll still keep trying to find out because she is looking fabulous. You know, her tour seems to be going great. I don't know if she's still touring, but, you know, she seems to be thriving. So, yeah, I think we're all like super curious about who she's dating. And I think that if she is dating someone, it will come out. I think it will come out. So I think we just have to wait and see. I think that those pictures that we saw with her and Aaron Piper, I think it was just like a fun, hot night out. And if you guys want to see those pictures, I think that they are searchable on Twitter. They're just pictures of her and him at a club grinding on one another. But there's no makeout pictures. It's just super flirty type thing. And I think they're also a video as well. So you could search that as Twitter. Thank you, Emma.
Hey, Drew. My name is Sam. I definitely consent to using this audio on your podcast. I wanted to know, I recently listened to Harry Styles on Howard Stern, and Howard asked him about his new song, Daylight, and whether it had anything to do with Taylor, because she also has a song called Daylight. It was really silly on Howard's behalf, but I was wondering if you or any of your sources had any information about their previous relationship. I know some people think it was legit, some people think it was PR, but I think it's a really interesting dynamic considering they are the two biggest faces in pop, and I would love to know any information you have on them. Have a great day, dude. Bye.
Hi, Sam. You're so cute. Thank you for your question. So, okay, there's two parts to this. One part's going to be my opinion, and one part is going to be my opinion based on information I received, not about Harry, but about Taylor and somebody else. So my first instinct in my opinion is to say, yes, they were a PR-based relationship. It was very short-lived. We got some cute paparazzi pictures out of it. I think they even made the cover of Us magazine at the time. They served their purpose. You know, them being seen out together served their purpose. It was like, you know, the prom king and queen being photographed and on the cover of Us magazine. Like, that's what I feel like it was perceived like at that time. Now, this is a separate thing. I was speaking to somebody, I think about John Mayer, actually. And I said, what is the deal? Like, did him and Taylor really date? Did they really hook up? And I know she wrote a song and people believed it to be about John Mayer taking her virginity. But I just wanted to know, like, what the deal was, because that also seemed very short-lived and it could have potentially had some PR incentive. So they said that they hooked up. They hooked up like once or twice and that was it. And I'm going to say something that I think people are going to get a little upset about, but this is what they said. This is not my perception. They said that he didn't think it was as serious as maybe she did, the hookup. So based on that information, that they did actually hook up and then it sort of got spun into they dated, I think that maybe could be the same situation between her and Harry. Like, maybe they just hooked up. And by the way, like, if you don't know what I mean by like hooking up, I mean like not, you know, not necessarily having sex. Like maybe they made out or had like a couple of like hot makeout sessions, or maybe they did have sex. I don't know. But after receiving that information about her and John, it sort of changed my perception about her and Harry. Like maybe they did hook up a couple times. They were hanging out. The paparazzi caught that one picture of them, and it sort of was spun into a bigger thing of them dating. Does that make sense? My answer is I do think that they hooked up a couple times and that's it. I don't think that they had this like serious relationship or maybe even hung out more than a handful of times. And I think that it was blown up to be bigger by the media. So I hope that answers your question.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's move on to the next question.
Hi, this is Anya Latiman, and I don't mind my audio being used on the podcast. My question is, has anyone actually ever seen Chris Evans together with Alba Batista? That's it. Thank you so much. Bye.
Hi, Angela. Thank you so much for your question. And no, nobody has ever seen Chris Evans with Alba Batista with their own two eyes. No, I've never had anyone confirm that they've seen them together. There was one person a long time ago who said that they saw them briefly together. There was no picture evidence, so that's why I'm doubting this. Saw them briefly together in Vegas. If you guys remember when they were supposedly in Vegas together at the same time, there was someone who messaged me that they saw him with a brunette, but they couldn't identify her. So I had to send them a picture of Alba to say, was it her? And they were like, oh yeah, but still, like, I don't feel like that's reliable enough. But at the same time, can everyone identify her? Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like a Sebastian Stan with the blonde type thing. Like, nobody can ever identify this blonde that Sebastian Stan is with. You know, the first blonde being his girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend. The second blonde now being Annabelle Wallace. Nobody ever identified either of them. It was always like just this blonde. So that being said, you know, maybe people did see them together, but they didn't realize who she was, because I don't really consider her to be that well known in the States. So it's an interesting question. There's definitely no paparazzi pictures of them. And I've actually, the rumors about them have sort of calmed down a little bit. I mean, I know everyone sort of tries to piece together the puzzle by social media activity. You know, if who she's following, who Chris is following, who Chris's family and friends are following. So if you go by that, you know, I think there's a slight chance that if they ever were together, that maybe they're still hanging out. But besides that, there's no evidence that they're hanging out, ever hung out, ever dated, ever hooked up. So it's a mystery. It's a mystery that we will sadly probably never get an answer to, because as you guys know, he really doesn't talk about his personal life. So I forget where it was. I think it might have been on a Spotify Live. I went off on this like whole tangent about how I will die on the hill that he really did date a normie from Massachusetts. Actually, she wasn't from Massachusetts. I think she was supposedly from New York State, maybe Albany. I don't remember. but I know nobody believed me. I know I kept posting about it, but you guys have to know, like, I was getting information. Like, I was getting solid information from a source. I'm still not going to say who the source was, about him dating this girl. And I know the person who was sending me the information was a real person, because they asked me to post something for them specifically. I don't know if you guys could read between the lines, like, what that means, but they asked me to post something real life for them. So I know they were a real person, and I don't know why they would be lying about who Chris Evans was dating. And I still feel bad, like, saying the girl's name. I'm talking about the normie girl from Massachusetts or New York State. I feel bad saying her name because I still don't know whether or not it was true. But his love life is a mystery, and it is one that will never be solved. And I know you guys want answers, but I don't think you'll ever get them. Sorry. Okay, let's take the next question.
Hello, my name is Jennifer, and yes, you can use this voicemail. I just have one question. How in the world do you keep your sanity? I see what happens to you on Twitter, and I can't imagine what happens to you in your DMs and in everyday life. Kudos to you for handling it all like a champ. Thanks for all you do. Bye.
Hi, Jennifer. This is such a nice message. Thank you so much. You know, the stuff that happens on Twitter, I mean, I think you're referring to, like, you know, when the Harry Styles fans gang up on me, or, like, it was recently, Rihanna. I said that Rihanna had her baby before she announced it. And guess what? She did have her baby when I said she did. And people were so mad. Like, they were, like, basically telling me to shut the fuck up. Like, I was lying. Meanwhile, like, 2 days later, it was announced she had her baby. But yeah, like, the Twitter stuff I don't really take seriously because, you know, I think it's funny. Like, I think sometimes, you know, even the mean comments, sometimes, like, depending on how they're written, can be, like, funny. Like, sometimes I laugh. But there are times, and actually it happened this past Sunday, where I get really overwhelmed. I think that people don't really understand, like, how much work goes behind everything, all the projects I'm working on, and I get really overwhelmed. And, you know, sometimes that's hard to manage, that stress and anxiety. I don't let the comments or the trolls or any of that get to me. I don't really care about what the haters say. Why would I listen to the haters? I'm going to listen to the people that enjoy the content and the supporters. So I don't even think twice about the bullshit. You know, I think there's a lot of pressure that people don't realize, and that's what gets to me, you know, none of the other stuff. So trying to manage that, and, you know, just trying to keep everything entertaining for you guys is what I try to focus on. And I get so many nice messages. Oh my God. Like, I have to tell you guys, like, some of the nicest things that people have ever said to me in my life have been said to me through Instagram DM. Like, it really sort of restores your faith in humanity, you know, when you receive, like, such a nice message from somebody who understands and appreciates and, you know, is thankful. So, you know, I have no complaints there. All the other chatter, I just tune out. There's so many other bigger things to worry about in this world. You know, what goes on online is not important. So, you know, I hope anyone who is young and has an Instagram or TikTok account, who has a social media following, I hope they take care of themselves mentally. Because also, if I was younger, if I was a teenager or if I was in my early 20s, like, I'd probably have a different answer for you. I don't know how they do it. I give them a lot of credit, the young kids on the apps who have to deal with it all. It's really hard. But, you know, for me, it's manageable. Thank you for your question.
Little dad definitely cheats on his wife. I know this because it happened right in front of me. And he also cheats on his wife with underage girls. So, fuck that guy. My name's Audrey, and I consent you using this on your podcast because fuck that guy.
Hi, Audrey. Okay, thanks for your message. Me and my producer had to listen to it a couple times because I can't really understand the name you say in the beginning, but we did bleep it out because you did mention in your message that this person cheats on his wife with underage girls. And, you know, I can't really say without proof that somebody is doing that. You said that this happened right in front of you. So I'm assuming you were at a party in LA or maybe someplace else and you saw him cheating on his wife. If I understood you correctly, it was a little muffled. And sorry, guys, I had to bleep it out because I don't know for sure what she's saying. But if it's the person I think you're talking about, I think him and his wife are on the outs. So I think that it's not cheating. Now, as far as the underage girls goes, his daughter's pretty young herself. So I'm not sure if you mean someone around the age of his daughter or if you mean younger than that. His daughter is of age. So I'm not sure exactly what you mean. So if you are listening to this podcast and you hear that we played your message, can you please DM me for more information? But if it is who I think it is you're talking about, I'm not surprised at any of this. And I've heard similar situations. Thank you.
Hey, what's up, dude? Great job you're doing. Heaven Hollywood for the IE Network. My question is, I want you to explain to everyone what happened to Nicki Minaj's documentary that she had for HBO Max. I had some information on it, but I wanted you to confirm it. Also, Rihanna's documentary that was supposed to be done for Amazon. And I just want you to touch on Doja Cat and who this mystery boyfriend is, because a lot of people think it's French Montana. Great job. I do consent to you using my voice. And this is Heaven Hollywood. Great, doing a great job. Peace.
Hi, Seven Hollywood. I think that's your name. Thank you so much for your question. Okay, so I posted on Twitter 5 days ago, new Nicki coming very soon, maybe the doc announcement. So when I posted that, somebody responded, and I'm just going to read you their message. This is about Nicki Minaj's documentary. They said, I'm almost certain HBO cut the documentary from their slate. It was being shopped around to other streamers. I watched some of it. Could be for like international rights, but almost certain it's cut. And I said, but don't you think someone else will pick it up? And they said, probably. They told me where they work and they told me they passed on it. I'm not going to say which streamer they worked for, but they said, I worked for blank and I'm almost certain we passed on it. Oh, this is so sad. They said because it was boring and because it was around the time of her cousin's testicles thing. So if you guys remember, there was some kerfuffle on Twitter when Nicki posted that her cousin's testicles had enlarged from getting COVID. So she got a lot of backlash for that. So that's what they're referring to as far as the cousin's testicle comment. I mean, the boring comment, I feel like that's all relative. Like, maybe this person isn't into Nicki Minaj, but I just can't imagine a Nicki Minaj documentary being boring, because to me, she's so fascinating. And, you know, I just love listening to her speak. She's funny. I also think she's like super funny. So basically, what this person said, just to recap, is that they think HBO, it will not be on HBO, and it's being shopped around to other streamers. So maybe that's what's causing the delay. Now, as far as Rihanna, I've heard nothing. I mean, I think it's safe to say that Rihanna is just being a mom right now. And I feel like if a documentary were to be released, she would have to do, you know, some sort of press and promotion for it. And maybe she's just not up to doing that right now. So I haven't heard one word about that. And the Doja Cat rumor, it's not French Montana. So I actually posted the name of her boyfriend at the beginning of the month in an email. It said Doja is dating Pierre Antoine Melki. I might have pronounced that wrong. M-E-L-K-I, who is a producer that has worked with her before in a song called Dick. They've been everywhere lately, even taking him to the multiple award shows together. So I don't think she's dating French Montana, although French Montana has been looking really good lately. I don't know if you guys have seen. A couple of you guys have sent me pictures of him just like out in New York or at a restaurant. I don't think Doja and French are dating. Apparently it's this guy. I mean, I feel like her diehard fans always figure out who she's dating. So I'm going with this email. Pierre, thank you for your question. Okay, next question.
Hi, my name is Christian, and I consent to having my audio used. My question is, do you think Kim and Pete will be engaged anytime soon, or do you see any potential kids get surgery? Thank you.
Hi, Christian. Thanks for your question. No, I do not think that Kim and Pete will be engaged anytime soon. I think that if it was up to Pete, we know Pete falls hard, right? You know, he's a lover. He falls hard. He has had a lot of girlfriends. He's been engaged before. I feel like if it was up to him, yeah, he'd probably propose if they're still together by the end of the year. She just got divorced. So I can't imagine that they would be engaged in the future, if at all. And as far as kids, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. Like, look at Courtney and Travis. Like, they threw us for a loop with having a baby. So who knows? Who's to say? My inclination is to say no kids, no engagement. But I feel like after witnessing Courtney's whirlwind romance with Travis, you know, who's to say? But they are very serious. You know, I know there's people out there that still think that it's a PR relationship and, you know, they think it's concocted by the Kardashians and it's for the show. I mean, it's not. Everyone I talk to who has been around them or knows either of them say it's 100% real. They're going to be spending a lot of time together this summer, I think, probably whenever they can. So I don't think they're slowing down anytime soon. Thank you for your question.
Hey, this is Sarah at Sarah's Life Picks on Instagram, and I consent to you using my audio on your podcast. I just wanted to call and say I am so excited for your TV show and book, and that's really it, and I look forward to your next podcast episode. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Bye.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for your message. That was so sweet. I don't know what I could say about the book because I'm going to be honest with you guys. Like, I have to have a meeting with the lawyers at HarperCollins so they could tell me what I can and can't say. So I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that, but I mean, I guess that's an indication of like how juicy the book is. There were a lot of reads, like a lot of read throughs, and you know, there were things that had to be changed for sure. But I don't know, maybe I'm biased. I think it's really good. I think you guys are really going to like it. It's a super quick read. It's a perfect beach read, perfect if you're going on like, you know, an airplane ride or you're on vacation. I'm really excited for you guys to read it. I think you'll really, really like it. I think that if you like pop culture, you'll like it. I don't think you need to necessarily like be a huge fan of the account. I think if you're a follower of the account, you'll get a lot of the references. But I think that if you just like celebrities and you like pop culture, you'll like the book. It's not, it's a lot about celebrities. It's not, you know, like, you know, I know it's been compared to Gossip Girl. It's not that. It's not, you know, there is insight into what I go through running the account, but it is very celebrity based. And it's also very, you know, New York based. Obviously, I live in New York. I don't make that a secret. So I try to, you know, incorporate aspects of the city that you guys would recognize into the book. So it comes out November 8th. You could pre-order it on Amazon. And that's it. And the show will be on HBO Max. It's being produced by Greg Berlanti. He is a producer of so many TV shows that all you guys watch. Like, he's an amazing producer. I'm super excited to get started on the show. He produced You, and that was one of my references when I was talking to my agents. I was like, you know, I really love the show You. I love how it's fun to watch, but it's like kind of dark and gritty, right? It has like a dark subject matter. I was like, that's what I want this to be. And they were like, oh, perfect. Like, we know Greg Berlanti. Like, let's see if he's interested. And he was. And I was like, holy shit. Like, it's still so crazy and surreal, like, that any of this has happened. So, yeah. I think you guys will really like the book. I'm excited for you guys to read it. And that's it. That's it for the first ever episode of Answering Voicemails. I want to thank everyone who called in. There were a couple voicemails we obviously didn't get to, but if you guys like this episode and this format, let me know and we'll do it again. Thanks for listening. Bye. That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at DeMois.